Anthony will be dressing like this soon, by the way.
Yeah.
I see him already. I've never seen you so well-trimmed hair. You still got the, hey, I'm just a regular guy hat on.
Yeah.
But I see the trim.
I lose that after... After I leave the show.
Yeah, I see him.
He got a haircut. He's got a new look going with the mustache slash soul patch look.
Yeah, I see it.
He's rocking.
Oh, he has a twinkle in his eye, man. He's got a twinkle. I'm not handling this well, I will say, man. God bless him, man.
I was just discussing right before we went on the air. I'm like, Anthony, you need a safe word. Because it's starting to get ugly with Anthony. Everyone knows by now that Anthony is now single. And I don't know, everyone's just very excited about that because it makes for some fine radio and it makes for some fine throwing Anthony under a bus.
Under the bus.
It's not just radio for me, though, Ope. It's real love. It's love. When I found out, when I kind of found out it was on the XM side. And I was just calling in because you never visited my little Saturday night show.
I was on Laszlo's show.
And I was just going to call him about his racism that he won't visit my show.
Yeah.
He's in there with a bottle of beer and Laszlo and his dumb video game. And I just call in and ask, why don't you visit my show?
Right.
And then it came out that he kind of insinuated that he was...
Because you had said something, and I was like, well, you know, something's happened.
Because I'm wondering, I'm going, this is not Anthony.
You're thinking, why are you out? Why are you out on a Saturday night?
Well, I wasn't happy about that because, you know.
It should have been on this show.
Yes! I told him. I'm like, how drunk were you? You got your own radio show to hit everybody with big news.
He's a private guy. Like, he asked him for it. It's weird, though. I've been doing, about 4 years?
Oh, yeah. The church thing is like,
I've been around a little while.
Sure.
And I just realized something in the last year. No one knows about you dudes. Like, everyone knows what color Bobby Kelly's colon is. Voss got stomach cancer. Whatever my problems are in life.
What size Voss's tumor is.
Yeah, and it's like, I go, wait a minute. No one knows anything about these two dudes.
We try to keep that private.
And
we put a lot of ourselves out there, though. We tell some crazy stories.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I think we tell enough. I really do.
I think you just had to get a couple of guinea pigs, like about three or four new ones that just come in here and spill their guts. And I finally, you know, when I called the thing and you come out with that, and I jumped for joy.
Did you?
Yeah, Patrice, and I had to actually find out if you guys were hanging out after the show. I was in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
It was freezing cold, and Drew Boogie called me and goes, hey, man, I heard you on the show, man. It was crazy. He said, listen, we should go catch Anthony. Drew, we should go catch him, man. And because, you know, Drew comes to the show. Every time I do Black Phillip, Drew comes down.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything. He's just a soldier. He just wants to listen.
I'll be there.
He is a man-hating woman club, or whatever you call it.
Woman-haters club.
Yeah, the Three Stooges things.
He just wants to support his black brother.
Yeah, he's cool like that. And he goes, let's just go down there. And I'm in the house like, you know what? Let's go. He drove over my house. We drove to this big bar. I don't know if I should say it, but it's in Times Square.
Usually go there after the Saturday shows.
And I catch up to him. It was, you know, a bunch of kooks in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down, I think, from 11:30 to 4 in the morning.
Yep. Yep.
Till 4 in the morning. And you can see, I go, and I'm driving, and I know this pretty well, because Anthony, and when I say this, I mean this with love. Anthony's a square dude, and I don't mean like L7. He's not a showbiz guy.
No.
I know his breakup was very square. I know it was for me to get him this way. There had been problems way before this, because this is going out is like. That's like phase 12. He had already curled up and was playing all his 80s sad music. You know he already did that. He was going back and forth with the emails and the talking and the mind games. And I said, we got to go over there before his cornball white friends tell him, dude. Because white guys, misery loves company. White guys would rather kill their wife than leave her. Like, if it's going bad, they'll throw her in a river before she goes, bitch, I'm done with you.
Oh, damn.
They'll kill her first. So, you know, guys, go, yo, dude, go back. So we raced down there, caught up to him. you know, had to get through a few of the ONA guys, you know, fans. Hey, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Then we talked. First thing I had to tell him, don't go back with her. Second thing I had to tell him, cancel all the Bank of Anthony. The Bank of Anthony closes.
Shut down the Bank of Anthony.
When she realizes that she was only as good as Anthony's credit card. Who are you? I'm so happy I don't have to be her friend.
Oh, jeez. Really?
If you get back with it, it'll be awkward. It will be awkward. Because I am only a guy's girlfriend's friend. My good friend got divorced. What do you think? I say hi to his wife?
You're the guy's friend.
I'm your friend.
Yeah.
She gets all that love because of you.
Right.
She's done. Cancel it out. She's going to realize, dude. And then when I said that in terms of Square Anthony, see, this is what's fantastic. I like to see the destruction of women.
I certainly do.
I really do. And when she realizes that she lucked up big time, just the pain and suffering, when she realizes she has a millionaire, but who's really an air conditioner repairman at heart. He's a blue collar dude at heart,
and
she's gonna realize that she's only gonna be able to get blue collar guys, not blue collar millionaires, guys.
just regular blue collar working guy.
She got a refrigerator repairman who has a mansion. Watch how much she's gonna suffer now. When we do the next ONA virus tour in the summer, and her little backstage pass is no good.
Oh, Jesus.
When she comes and she's like, hi, and people go, who are you?
Who?
When you put a face like, remember what's that movie with what's the movie where they were fighting David Letterman and Leno when they first had to battle.
Oh, right, right.
And manager of Leno.
Night Shift? Yeah.
Was the lady that played in Misery.
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, and they had her face at the door at NBC.
Persona non grata.
Do not let her in when you see her big face. at the virus tour, do not let her in.
Oh, my God. Patrice is really, you're really loving this, Patrice.
It's because they deserve it.
You don't want anyone to be happy, dude. In a relationship.
No, it's not even about that. It's not about happy. Yeah, I do want somebody to be happy.
Yeah.
The guy. I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he went into why they broke up, but it was typical girl stuff. And I will say, every time I open my fat mouth, you guys go, dude, you're a weirdo.
To you?
Yeah, you.
Not at all.
Jackass.
Well, a lot of times.
Make a lot of sense.
I told him, you can't be a girl, live in a mansion, and just be some broad.
He did say this.
You have to be the top person. It can't be unclear what you are. It started to disintegrate into that typical world. And I told him what he did. He was a general, right, in his world, who kept promoting a soldier who didn't buy into what his army was doing. Like, so he had a soldier who he kept promoting to, you know, captain, a sergeant, lieutenant, who didn't go, yes, sir, no, sir. It was a race to be equal. But there's one general, and it was you. And you didn't have her in, you know, people call what I do to my girl brainwashing, but I'm
they would call it that.
If your hands are dirty, you clean them.
So if a brain is dirty,
her mind was dirty.
Wash it.
You gotta wash your brain if it's dirty. She had a dirty mind.
Anthony just started a draft. He's looking for privates at this point.
Yes, he
and
does.
Many of them. And many privates.
Here's your problem. This is, you're going way back in time. This is a mistake. You'll learn it now. This is the second mistake you made. Third mistake, there'll be no third. You have to get a girl that buys into your program so she can train any other troops around. generals don't do basic training. Generals come in for morale.
Right, right.
When the soldiers are down, you come in and go, hey, don't worry about it. Yeah. Things are going to pick up. And then you walk away. And
they all go, ooh, the general came and visited.
You need to get yourself Lee R. Hermey or Arlie.
Arlie.
Listen to me, you maggots. You need that guy?
Fat buddy. You got to get one of them, man. I'm so happy. I know she's going to hate me if she see me, but I don't. Because I'm a phony with guys, girls. I told you.
Yeah.
Opie, if things go bad,
mm-hmm.
Who are you? Who are you? It trickles down.
Yeah.
King Anthony.
King.
It's King
and
Anthony.
Then, well,
and then it trickles down.
Then it trickles down.
Oh, I was so happy.
Well, I guess Patrice is very happy.